Well, hello, people. Solo Man here. I'm called Solo Man because, well, I can't get a date. And I feel so insignificant. And I don't really do much of anything. I just sit around. But it does give me more time to think and to watch and to learn. Now, here's something I've noticed throughout my life. You know, you got a femon who's got maybe 3 kids as she's walking along. Maybe they're between 5 and 8 years old. It doesn't matter what sex these children are. Of course, they're generic. Anyway, they can be whatever they want. But she's arguing with her children as she's walking along or whatever she's doing. And she's talking to them at their level. And in the argument, the children actually are holding their own. But femons, when they grow up, do that with males as well. They talk to males as if they're children. Of course, they were children at one point. But they're not anymore. They're adults. And, of course, throughout my life, I've been invited round to somebody's house, where they're married, of course. And the wife actually berates the husband most of the night. Shames him all the time. Talks to him like he's not even there, or he's just some child she has. It's very condescending, isn't it? And it's very disrespectful. And femons do it to males all the time. I was told many, many years ago that males were arrogant. Of course, there has to be some arrogance, otherwise we'd never get anywhere. We need confidence and arrogance. But femons have more arrogance than anything else. And it doesn't seem to be a word associated with femons. Why not? Because the arrogance is that they think they know everything about everything and know all the solutions. But when you start picking what she said apart, she gets and changes her subject and gets angry, sometimes walks away. Femons get hold of a guy and they go, right, I've got to change him. So then she spends years changing the guy and turns him into something she doesn't even like herself. You know, guys, it happens all the time. Your friend gets married and he's a young man. Don't see him for years. And then you eventually see him for some rare occasion and he's not the same guy at all. Maybe he just loves flowers now. Maybe he does ballet lessons as well with his wife. Femons are control freaks, aren't they? They have to change everything. And from what I noticed, it's never for a change for the better. It's always for the worst. You know, maybe they're just bossy SOBs, and somebody should tell them to shut the hell up. Have you got the balls? So what type of mental aptitude are you dealing with here, guys? When children of 5 to 8 years old can hold their own in the argument against their 35-year-old femon mother. You see, femons need control. That's their children, their husbands, their boyfriends, and their dogs and pets. So where is this goddamn video going? Well, it's just a time waster until the bar opens. Sorry, guys. Take it easy.